You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
So now there's a question, what does Mikem means? Because it's an extra term. It says, Adam ki arib Mikem Orban. So what does it mean, among you? So now, Rabbeinu Siftei Kohen, Migurei Ha'ari HaKadosh, he brings an interesting point. He says, Adam Yachrib Mikem Orban, just like we see in the Orban of the Rain and Hevel, he says, Hevel Gam Hu Hevi. So Hevel Orban was accepted, right? Because the Pasuk informs us, he says, that not that he brought an animal, he brought himself. He brought himself as a korban. So now here, when the Torah says, Adam Yachrib Mikem, that means from yourself. You bring yourself as a korban. So now, here, it says, when you bring yourself as a korban, so then your korban is right away is accepted. So there's a discussion in the Gemara. What is more precious to Ribbono Shel Olam, Korban or Tefillah?
Tefillah is considered Mikem?
I'm sorry?
Which one is considered
Mikem? Right, so that's the point. That's what is more precious to Ribbono Shel Olam as far as the Korban or Tefillah? So Masechet Berachot Daf Lamed Bet, it brings the Gedulat Tefillah Yoter Min HaKorban. So how do we learn? So it's a pasuk in Yeshaya that Hashem complains. He says, Lama li rob zivchechem yomar Hashem. Hashem says, you know, how much korban you bring in? So that means Hashem is rejecting all the korbanot. So that means their korban that is brought, so it's risky. Why? Because if korban is 100% like bli blemish, bli mum, or the kohen had the right kavanah to slaughter it, or when he ate it, he had the right kavanah, or when he sprung the blood and he did the right in the right way. But the tefillah that is avodah shebalev, so then we have a better chance than a korban. So here, Aras of the Kohen explains, when he says, Adam ki arib mikem, korban, so that means it relates something that is, relates to you, mikem. So now, that type of attitude, so that means, as it says, unshalema farim safateinu, so that means instead of korbanot, what do we have? We have a tefillah, because we don't have Beit HaMikdash with Sa'arinu Arab, with our great pain. But the tefillah has been replaced what the korban is all about. So now, for the korban, what do you have to do? You have to check it, no? To make sure it's kosher. So if tefillah is like korban, and the korban, the animal, you have to check it, that has no blemish, so then, what do you do when you do tefillah? You have to check yourself. So that means, if you're not 100% here, you're not focused, so it's like an animal that has blemish, has a mum. So that means you have to make sure, just like the korban, that doesn't have any mum, any blemish. When you do tefillah, it has to be exactly the same way. So niske, shesh baruch hu.
Hallelujah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.